Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I don't know how this happened or who did it or anything, but I have not authorized anybody to take money out of my checking account. And for 3 months now, you've taken money out. I have been extremely ill, and I haven't kept up with things, and I've just been going over all my bank information and records and just found this.
Okay, and just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address?
Carol Burke, 9808 East Webb Road, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864.
Okay, so I see that you had an account with our meal plan. It is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy. And it does show that you did a survey to win a Dyson vacuum. And when you did this survey, in the terms and conditions, it did state that it will also be enrolling you in our meal plan. In our meal plan. And this enters your name in the contest to win the gift.
I did not take any survey.
And this was done on December 21st?
No.
Okay, could you verify your email address for me?
SammyDog43@gmail.com. But I can't receive any email because I don't know, my account is all messed up and I'm not
okay,
able to get
any. Well, this account was did in December. This was back on December 21st. Now, the phone number that you called in on, the email address, the name, and the address all matches back to you. I just want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall doing any surveys for a Dyson vacuum.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I own a Dyson vacuum. There would be no reason for me to.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from so they can verify the location where the order took place. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, the owner could be penalized. Now, you can call back later if you want to ask your family members or anybody else in the house if they could place this order.
Okay, nobody else lives with me.
Because I don't want to move forward with the fraud investigation and then it's somebody that you could have known.
I don't even live at that house anymore. I sold that home in December. I can't remember now. It seems like the final papers were signed sometime between December and New Year's. I don't even remember the exact date now. But I sold that house.
So you would like to move forward with the fraud investigation, ma'am?
Pardon me?
So would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation?
Yes, because I have no idea who did this.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. You should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
9204.
9204.
27.
Okay.
941.
All right.
Okay, is there anything else I could do for you?
No, that's it. I just don't want any money taken out of my account because I have no idea what this is
ma'am.
About. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.